Thank you, Chair. Firstly, thank you to France for their part in arranging discussions on scenarios. We've found it a very useful forum to, as well as the other meetings, to discuss this issue around scenarios. And as you know, one of the people also looking at this topic in detail, that we feel that there is some need to progress in this area. I mean, we're you know conscious of the fact that yes, there's work needs to progress on the ADS regulation, and that should be where the focus is. But we also need to be prepared for the time beyond that, and being able to deal with things like in-service monitoring and reporting, and utilising that to the fore, which obviously has an aspect around scenarios and being able to share learnings and understanding from that in-service aspects. I think the other thing to note as well is that the ADS, ADS is, you know, whilst the use of scenarios in there is quite obvious and quite an important aspect, it's not the only part under which or legislation where scenarios are now becoming important. We have this with the DCAS regulation, where you know we have you know been generating scenarios for that, but it's also relevant in terms of testing even aspects with relating to advanced driver assistance systems. That said, we do have cautions in terms of maybe moving forward on this. There was some aspects or potential disagreements within the discussions on scenarios. I don't think everyone had the same particular direction maybe on what should be done and what were the priorities. So I guess it would be good to see some sort of layout of what the plan for the task force would be before we can sort of commit to anything being put forward. I think it needs to have clear bounds and what it needs to address, because I think certainly in some of the discussions it was clear that work that that should be addressed by the ADS informal working group was being sort of discussed about within the elements of the scenarios discussion, particularly things about any minimum levels of scenarios and that kind of aspect. So yeah, we think we agree with also the position raised by CLIPA. This is not a prerequisite for approvals to have, you know, scenarios, databases or anything else like that that has been discussed in place. We feel that the things can progress even without such things happening, but we are aware that, you know, we will be running into issues in the future if we don't start thinking about it. So, you know, as the ADS informal working group work ramps down, it would make sense to try and progress things in this scenarios topic, which will just help the functioning in terms of approving and deploying ADS on the roads. So I guess in general we see that there is a potential for that, but I think we need to see more details in terms of the extent of what it will cover and also the priority of what it will cover before we can provide any support for it. Thank you.